On Wednesday, Kansas officials confirmed that bird flu is being detected in two game bird operations. The Kansas Department of Agriculture announced that highly pathogenic avian influenza, also known as HPAI or bird flu, has been found in Rooks and Doniphan counties. The Kansas Department of Agriculture said these are the state's first commercial operations with HPAI since the early spring of 2024. The Kansas Department of Agriculture officials are working with the game bird operations alongside local officials to quarantine both locations, and all birds will be disposed of humanely to prevent the disease from spreading further. Farmers or others with poultry that fall within the newly established surveillance zones near these two operations will be unable to move birds or poultry products on or off their respective properties without permission from the Kansas Department of Agriculture. The agency's animal health team is working to track down all local poultry owners in the area and inform them of HPAI symptoms and how to protect their birds. Earlier this month, an official with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks said an estimated 14,000 wild waterfowl, such as migrating geese, have died from the bird flu, and multiple reservoirs and lakes across the state contain areas where wild migrating birds have been found dead due to the disease. People who live in Doniphan or Rooks counties who have questions about HPAI can contact the Kansas Department of Agriculture at 833-765-2006 or kda.hpai@ks.gov. And people can also self-report birds. For more information, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/avian influenza. The Kansas Department of Transportation has added new features to the CanDrive Road and Weather Information website and mobile app in an effort to improve safety and create an enhanced travel experience for drivers across the state. The new interactive navigation features were developed as part of the US 83 Advanced Technology Project that is currently underway, and most of the features will be available for use statewide. The U.S. 83 Corridor project extends from the southern Finney County line to the northern Thomas County line. CanDrive already provides real-time travel information, including road conditions, closures, camera and video footage, and construction and detour information. And the new features and upgrades that were designed to provide more information to motorists will display oversized truck locations on the U.S. 83 Corridor only, send alerts on high wind, low visibility, and ice and snow road conditions, operate on the Amazon Alexa home speaker and app, integrate with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, enhance detour information, and improve sharing of information for work zones. The Kansas Department of Transportation encourages motorists to use CanDrive to plan trips in advance, and you can know before you go by visiting candrive.gov or by downloading the app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. The Hill City Police Department's Chief of Police, Chris Smee, posted on social media concerning a school threat, saying that on December 17th, the Hill City Police Department was made aware of a threat of violence made to the school. The subject was contacted, and after investigating, the threat was deemed non-credible. As a precaution, officers were in the area of the school on December 18th, where the subject was seen walking in the area of school property and was contacted. The subject complied with officers, and no weapons or any illegal items were located on the subject. The subject also agreed to let officers search their residence, and officers then conducted a search of the residence and did not locate any weapons, illegal items, or any other harmful items. The Hill City Police Department determined that there was no threat to public safety or to the Hill City School. They said they appreciate everyone reaching out, and they want the public to know that they take all threats seriously and address them accordingly. In Nebraska news, 35-year-old Boone Owen and 45-year-old Jeanelle Peace, both from Grand Island, have been charged in Lincoln County Court with distribution of more than 140 grams of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, with the intent to distribute, and distribution or possession with intent to distribute an exceptionally hazardous controlled substance after drugs were found in their vehicle during a traffic stop on Monday near Maxwell. According to the arrest affidavit, at around 6:15 p.m. on Monday, a Nebraska State Patrol trooper stopped a red Chevy Blazer driven by Peace for speeding near mile marker 188, 2 miles west of the Maxwell I-80 exit. The trooper said he became suspicious and a canine was later deployed. The affidavit said the canine alerted to drugs in the vehicle and a probable cause search was then conducted. The search found a speaker box containing 9 individual bags of methamphetamine weighing a little more than a half a pound and 200 fake M30 pills later determined to be cocaine. Owen and Peace were then arrested and booked into the Lincoln County Jail. On Tuesday, a judge set both of their bonds at $500,000, and 10% of that needs to be posted for them to be released from jail. They are set to appear in Lincoln County Court on December 26th.